now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Covering another big event for 2015, this week we look at Tiki Oasis with a legend of the scene, Otto. We'll talk classic cars, what happens when they go wrong. Plus, some sad news of a Tiki artist who's had his work copied. More on this a little bit later. Right now, Marco Lounge Combo and Aztec West on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
When they met, the way they smiled, I saw that I was through. Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? When they kissed, they tried to say that it was just in fun. Crazy moon, look what you've done. Once you promised me, you know, that we would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. You think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart. Love. I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon. Oh, you crazy moon. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done.
Coctonation, Lazuli to Coop Cooper and Barbara Levy Daniels, Oh, You Crazy Moon. TQ Oasis once again for 2015. It is back, one of the biggest TQ events of the calendar. And Otto joins me on the line. Hey, buddy. What have we got set for 2015, Otto?
Oh, man. Well, besides the full lineup of bands, which we can talk about and you can play, we've got symposiums by a couple heavy hitters. Neil Norman, who plays space music, and his dad created and owned GNP Crescendo Records, so Neil has inherited that, and he put out about, I don't know, four or five space records in the late 80s to the late 90s, so he has this space rock history, and as far as I know, he's like the last kind of person to do something like that, but, you know, that's soundtrack-based, space-based kind of stuff.
And it's interesting, actually, you talk about space, because I think we need to go back a step, because you've got a bit of a space theme for this year, haven't you?
Oh, I guess I'm assuming that everybody's in my universe. Every TQ Oasis is themed, and this year's theme is sort of like Disneyland Tomorrowland. It's called Yesterday's Future Today. And so it's a space theme, but it's also kind of a retro future theme. So robots, jetpacks, ray guns, stuff like that.
Well, it's perfect for this day and age that we're living in, as everything seems to be going faster and faster and faster with technology.
I know. You get the iWatch, you know, so you literally now have a computer on your wrist.
Yeah.
And that's going to become very commonplace, you know, so it's like Flash Gordon, you know, 1929 or
Dick Tracy. Yeah.
Yeah, Dick Tracy, yeah.
All right, so sorry to interrupt you. More on some of these bands with this space theme.
Yeah, so trying to work in with that, we have a guy named Danny Biederman, who's he's like a world-renowned expert on spy, just spy in general, you know, the genre, the movie genre. So he has a huge spy gadget collection, which, you know, obviously turns out to be things like walkie-talkie watches and, you know, Get Smart Shoe Phone, things like that.
Cool.
So we're going to have him talk about retro future gadgetry, which will be pretty cool. And then we have a guy named Don Preston, who actually was a early inventor of electronic keyboards, like not exactly the Moog, but things like that. And he had a hand in creating the first synthesizer, you know, the very common 70s
really?
Instrument. And he's most well known for being in the Mothers of Invention with Frank Zappa. So he was with them for about 6 years or so. Oddly, he's not on their first record, but he's on, you know, all their other records until 74 after that. So Don Preston, he's really old, like, I don't know, 82 or something like
yeah.
that, or maybe even older. And his tie to Exotica is that he was actually in the 1959 movie Forbidden Island.
Really?
Which the title of it came from the Martin Denny record, Forbidden Island, and Martin Denny has a cameo in it. Isn't that crazy?
That
2 degrees of separation from Martin Denny to Frank
wow.
Zappa.
Wow.
Don Preston is going to be TQ Oasis.
It amazes me that every year you get some really interesting people come along to do these symposiums. And this is a key feature of TQ Oasis that I think is kind of unique to anywhere in the world. I mean, you managed to score some great guys to talk about their passion and you know, the thing that they're famous for, the thing that they know a lot about. And I know a lot of people get a lot out of this. People are still talking about, you know Beach Bum Berry Symposium or something like that. Yet people talk about them for years after.
Yeah, they do have a big impact. And, I mean, we've had Beach Bum Berry does a Hooky Love thing, and then he'll talk about something that he then writes his book about, and then you read about it later, and you go, wow, I saw him present that, you know. So, for example, Sven has been not a perennial guest for us. He's going to be there this year, but he's not there every year. He was there last year, though, actually, I guess.
Yeah.
And Jeff Chenal, who is an expert on, he's an expert on Les Baxter, and we had him speak about Les Baxter years ago, but he'll be speaking this year about the Kahiki in Columbus, Ohio.
And what a great book. Book he put out, too. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, he co-wrote that. The best parts of that book are the parts that he wrote.
Yeah.
You know, if you see something in there that's like a little weird, like, hey, why are they talking about the hamburger stand up the street? That's something the other in that book. I highly recommend that everybody get that book so that they know what the Kahiki meant to everybody who did get to see the Kahiki. You know, now it's just a legend, but if people read that book, they really understand why it's such a legend to so many people.
And the guys that you have come talk, I mean, you know, have great in-depth knowledge and really know their subject and you know, generally are pretty entertaining guys who always give the crowd, you know, what they want.
Absolutely, and then we always have a Q&A afterwards. And then the cool thing about Peak Oasis, because it's like a four-night and three-day event, is that you get to hang out with these guys, you know, for the most part. Most of them are going to be around a little bit at least, you know.
Yeah.
So even after the symposium, you know, you can hang out with them and just chat with them. So we had Preston Epps last year, and he was hanging out in like a sort of a fake coffee house scenario, and people were just asking questions. He was just telling stories about, you know, his days on the Sunset Strip and his days in, you know, playing bongos with people.
That's incredible.
So, you know, that's kind of the cool thing about Kiki Oasis. It's almost like a huge family reunion for everybody.
Absolutely.
Know?
What else is going on?
Well, we have a full lineup of bands, which you might have to help me out on this one. A band called The Phenomenauts from Oakland, who play space music.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise. The Phantom Surfers are going to come, and they're going to do sort of a mini tribute to surf space rock, you know, songs like Out of Limits and Telstar and stuff like that. We're probably going to show the Joe Meek movie, the Joe Meek documentary that's titled A Life in the Death of Joe Meek, but I'm not 100% sure about that yet.
You know what amazes me, too, is that you do this regularly, is you often pull out artists or bands that maybe have not been playing that much. People who would like to see them, maybe listen to the records, haven't seen them in a whole lot, performing in their town. Project Pimento and Clouseau are two bands that don't play an awful lot, but have got a great body of work out there, and I know a lot of people are really keen to see them, and you've got them.
Yes, those are two bands that I'm very, very happy to have back. They're return bands. You know, Clouseau played very early at Tiki Oasis, like when it was in Palm Springs, maybe number four.
Yeah.
Tiki Oasis.
Yeah.
And Project Pimento also very early in the Tiki Oasis days, you know, 10 years ago. Yeah, I'm so happy to have these guys back. I'm so happy they're still playing. You know, they're almost retro now, huh? They're almost like old timers.
You got Chocolate Watch Band, the Neptunas, Stolen Idols, and the Tikiaki Orchestra as well. When I've played with you guys before, so it's a really solid lineup once again. And I love the fact that you do a theme each year. It just kind of makes it interesting, and people generally get into the spirit of it too, and come dressed up too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We have a costume contest on Saturday night. Usually our MC is Elvez. I'm hoping he'll be our MC. One time it was Charles Phoenix. Also, King Kukulele is our regular MC, but for the costume contest, we pull out Elvez, so it's a real big show. And yeah, people get all dressed up. I'm expecting a lot of you know, actual bubble helmets and stuff this year.
Where do you get them from? That's what I want to know.
Maybe a couple of robots. I don't know. And of course, Marina, the fire-eating mermaid, will be there, and she always goes all out, too. She'll probably be green. Completely green. Head to toe green, like her skin will be green.
Well, once again, a fabulous show. A huge lineup, some great guests, some great personalities. Otto, you've done it again. I'm sure everybody's going to have an absolute whale and ball at the Tiki Oasis for 2015, man.
Thanks, Coop. It's always great to talk to you, man.
The Cocktail Nation. This is the Cocktail Nation.
Time we welcome to the stand one of the greatest,
Coop Cooper.
Congratulations with George Shearing and Caravan. Well, this week I noticed that it was Jerry Seinfeld's birthday, and I came across a picture of him with his very expensive and rare 60s Porsche in the back of a tow truck, so I was inspired to write a blog based on this. And you can check it out on my website, cocktailnation.net. I wrote how it's heartening to see that it doesn't matter how wealthy you are or how expensive your car is, it can still end up causing you a heartache and a trip to the mechanic next to a sweaty and tired tow truck driver. As a classic car owner myself for the last 20 years, I don't think I can count the number of times I've been in this position. It's frustrating, it's embarrassing, it's expensive, but it's a reality of classic car ownership. Sure, it doesn't happen all the time, and mostly you'll enjoy marvellous driving majority of the time. But if you think you'll be able to have the same amount of reliability of modern car, then you are delusional. Happens to the best of us. It's just one of those things. I like to think of it as the price of cool. Enjoy the ride. Just make sure that your dues are paid up with the Auto Club. That's another blog that I've written up on the Cocktail Nation website. We try and write as many as possible, covering all things lounge-related, retro-related. Here's James Spencer now, and Shadowed Illusions on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you. Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, lounge leader, all thanks to ultraswank.net. Follow us on social media by heading over to the Twitter account that we've set up. The handle is simply Cocktail Nation, or one word. Check it out today.
I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Little wow, tell me now, how long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine, and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt finding another. Kiss me once, then once more. What a dunce I was before. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going on?
Listening to Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. the slickest. The smoothest. He's a man who gets into some very hot spots. And some very tight spots. Beautiful girls get stuck on him.
Just the two of us. Soft music.
Bad guys get struck by him. The mind-grabbing master plan to conquer the world.
It's Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation.
Donation with Jackie Gleason there and Laura. I've got a story on the curse of copying. This week, I heard a terrible story of a tiki carver who put up a video about tiki carving on the internet. A fellow countryman of mine used the video to learn how to carve and then reproduce tikis in pretty much the same style as the master, to the point of them being, well, let's just say, exact copies. And then he asked the master via email, and I'd seen this email, to use some of his photos on his own website, as he had forgotten to take his own pictures. The cheek of it all flabbergasted the master. Ironically, the forger's website, their catchcall is, "We carve up your dreams." Well, he certainly got that right. A sad indictment of our time, when people copy, steal, reproduce in the most arrogant way possible. Think of how many people pirate films, and people who say to you, people who admit to it, openly, and they say, "Oh, well, the studios earn plenty of money. I should be able to just take it." I mean, how can you justify that?
Can you justify walking into a Mercedes-Benz dealer, stealing the keys and driving out and going, well, Mercedes-Benz makes lots of money. It's okay. The fact is, you're robbing the company, you're robbing the artist. At the end of the day, it's still theft. And sadly, I think the internet has really created this scenario of things should be free or things should be cheap. No value is put on things. No value is put on things anymore. And I thought this example of a young tiki guy who thought it was okay to not actually carve out his own style, but simply reproduce another tiki carver's style. And he seems to think it's perfectly fine. He has no hint that it's not right. He just doesn't get it. It's very sad. A sad indictment of our times. Time for a look at the world of swank. Now, thanks to pastormelbourneclocks.com. Tiki Caliente coming up May 14. In fact, I got a note from Rory saying that Tiki Caliente 7 are launching Radio Caliente. Music mix with some information and news. Tiki Con set for July 10 at the Red Lion Hotel at the Key in Vancouver, Washington. Wanalua at the Lake, June 25, September 19, the Marilyn Monroe Festival in Sydney. And the event we're talking about tonight, Tiki Oasis, coming up August 13. The Twinwood Vintage Festival in Clapham, UK, August 29. Here's David Carbonara now and DuJour Montovani on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Nation, Lance Leader Coop Cooper and Billy May with Perfidia. Next week we are talking about a new website that aims to challenge and change the way we think about the business of retro. We'll bring that to you next week on the Cocktail Nation. Going to leave you with Enoch Light now and Out of Nowhere. Stay here.